And our guest, who is not a guest because he's a regular.
But not a regular enough.
No, so he's not irregular. He's
maybe you need to be the guest today.
Is he suffering from irregularity?
Is this one of those commercials? Are we getting paid for this?
Do you suffer from irregularity? No, it is Father Ray on WTOA. That actually rhymes. We could do that. Welcome back once again to the WTOA microphone, Father Ray.
Thank you.
And you know, it's actually appropriate that you would be here today, because today, the recording date of today's edition of WTOA is, as you put it, the beginning of yet another new year, one of many new years celebrated during the year, the first Sunday of Advent.
It is the first Sunday of Advent. You are very correct.
So it is the beginning of the new liturgical year, the beginning of a new year for the church, the beginning of, just new beginnings all around.
Did you know that canon law number 1250 says this, that the penitential days and times in the universal church are every Friday of the whole year and the season of Lent? It doesn't say Advent is a penitential season. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Me neither. So y'all pull out your code of canon law right now. I'll give you a second to go get that off your bookcase. And you can push pause, since this isn't live. And look up 1250. Yeah, just the Fridays of the whole year and the season of Lent. But we often talk about, and we even wear purple, although my vestments are unique and special and beautiful because they're a mixture of the blue for the Blessed Mother and the purple for the penitential season. But the season is not necessarily penitential.
That surprises me a little bit.
Well, it surprises me too when I read this, when it came across an email I got today. Someone's trying to teach me something that I mustn't have been paying attention during seminary. Yep. So we are off and running in Advent, and whether it's a penitential season or not, it is a season of preparation.
It's a good season for reflection.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that obviously we reflect on is, you know, in what way the Lord works in our life, you know, and how much we want Him to work in our life. I think, unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, just see my time with God as, you know, the 45 to an hour that I sit in church, or when I need something. You know, that's, you know, unfortunately, I think what a lot of people perceive their time with God, and needs to change. You know, God's a jealous God. He wants to be with us always, always.
Well, they people give thanks to God, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, I would hope.
I mean, people walk around going, thank God.
Thank God the choir stopped singing that song. Right, Steve?
Well, you know what they do.
Do tell.
They knew it was Advent because they heard O Come Emmanuel today.
O Come.
Amen. And they're going to hear it for another couple of weeks too. And they're going to hear different verses throughout the season, so they don't get tired of the same old verses.
There's only about 13 verses.
That's where we're going to rotate them out. You know, throughout the season.
Yes, but my favorite song is back.
Waiting in Silence.
Absolutely love it. And I love
that song.
I don't know if I asked you when we were looking at the different options of the new hymnals, if that was in.
It is.
Well, I know it is. It's number 222.
That was one of my considerations for the hymnal. Was there were several things that I looked for in choosing the new hymnals, and was Waiting in Silence in the hymnal was item number 7 on the list to make sure it was in there.
You know what I love about our parish?
What's that?
They sing. They're the singing group of people.
They really are.
And you know what? like when I go down the middle aisle, either coming in or going out, I hear some beautiful voices, and some of those beautiful voices need to be sharing that in the choir.
As members of the choir, yes.
Because it's a lot of fun from what I hear. I don't know. I don't go to practice.
So Steve, you should. We have a ball.
We get nothing done. We
have a ball in the choir. Well, you know, we don't even call ourselves a choir. We call ourselves the music ministry.
That's beautiful.
Well, you know, because choir sounds so formal.
Well, okay, go on. I'm listening.
Well, you know, it is. You know, when you think of choir, you think the four parts, you know, soprano, alto, tenor, bass, you know, and just very structured and very all that kind of stuff. Okay, so the fact that we don't have all four parts represented right now doesn't mean anything.
I think they're there. They're just out in the congregation.
Oh, well, that could be too. But you know, we think of ourselves really, because number one, another thing is, you know, choirs tend to think of themselves often think of themselves as performing. And you know, we don't think of ourselves as performing, and that's not the mission of a music ministry in the church. The music ministry is there to lead the congregation in singing, or to inspire the congregation to sing. Now, whether that be because the singing is inspiring enough to make people want to sing, or, you know, it could be because the singing is not so good and you want to cover it up. I mean, that could be too. Fortunately, that's not the case for us usually.
Right.
There's some Sundays, but
8:30 is early on a Sunday morning.
Oh, well, you know, 8:30 is a tough time to get the voice working perfectly, you know. But in all seriousness, the object of the exercise for the music ministry is to make a joyful noise and to inspire folks to sing along with us. And I think that to a large extent that happens. And you mentioned 8:30, and we've talked about this before. You know, that 8:30 mass, they sing beautifully.
They do,
and
lots of them.
And especially when they hit a song that they really know and love. You know, I'll bet you we could sing Holy Is His Name every week, and they would take it from the first note, and we wouldn't have to sing a note. They carry that song every week beautifully.
And that other great big hit of yours, Kumbaya.
You know, we haven't sung that song in years.
Need to bring that one out of the closet.
What was it? Several weeks ago, we brought one out of the mothballs, and I thought they were going to raise the roof. They stayed. They were not on your heels week.
No, they weren't. I remember being out there, and I said to the deacon, like, where are these people? They're just in there singing. You remember the song?
I do. It was, "They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love. And I was thinking, they're not leaving. What's going on? They're singing. They did not follow you out the church that day. I was like, we're going to have to bring that one out, you know, another time sometime. And I was thinking, you know, and the reason why I chose it that week is because it fit the theme of the mass, fit the theme of the readings. It was just all there, and it's in the hymnal. I said, what the heck, let's just do it. And if it just falls on its face, we'll never do it again.
Yeah, and it was a winner.
It was a winner.
I think that's an important thing when we talk about music ministry, is that we're not just picking, like, the music that's chosen. It's not just like, well, what does Father want, or what does Steve want, or, you know, whoever's cantering, you know, what's their favorite hymns that they like to sing. But if you really, you know, there is some effort put in to tying the songs and the words of the music to the songs with the scriptures that are being proclaimed,
right,
or the theme of the weekend. You know, I mean, sometimes people will say, oh, we haven't heard this one forever. Well, because it's not appropriate always to sing something. Now, I don't know how we got talking on music, but it's a good thing, I guess. It's the Spirit leading us. But, you know, here at St. Teresa's, I have to remember where I'm at, you know, some people have said, why do we do that same hymn to the Blessed Mother, you know? And I think that's not too long ago I had read about the cardinal up in Chicago had to kind of yell at one of his priests because after communion he had everybody reciting the Hail Mary. And the Hail Mary is not liturgically correct during the Mass. It's not. There's no place in the liturgy where, for the Mass, the Hail Mary is there. And so, the Cardinal Archbishop was kind of correcting him, and rightly so, because it should not have been recited. Which is why here at St. Teresa's, we always honor our Blessed Mother at every Mass, most of the Masses, that is, by singing a Marian hymn after communion. We're not reciting the Hail Mary, which is not allowed, apparently, or at least in the Chicago Archdiocese.
But, no, but what we do is we select, because the meditation hymn, as it's often called, some people call it the Second Communion, but it's the actual name of it is called the Meditation Hymn. And the Meditation Hymn can be anything.
Right.
I mean, it's like an optional hymn. It does not have to fit anything. It's just there. And we have chosen sort of intentionally, by consultation with you and to make that a dedication to Mary every week.
Right. Or by me telling you I want to marry him at a every week.
That's the consultation.
That's what I thought. Okay, just checking.
Hey, you know.
And how can you go wrong, right? Well, I mean, can you go wrong?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, you know, dedicating a song. And there are a few that our congregation loves to sing.
Yeah, and Holy is His Name is definitely one of them. Yeah. The Ave Maria that we do, the one that Gregory Norbert wrote, is mm-hmm. is another. They love that.
I think the Holy is His Name we did when the bishop was here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
and he said to me afterwards, he said, "Oh, how nice of you to have that same Marian hymn that he had at his ordination," and I of course took full credit as if I knew what I was talking about. And of course, he knew I was full of it. But you know, I mean, and I told him, I said, we do that we do have most of the Masses. We do have a hymn dedicated to the Blessed Mother because, you know, we need her guidance. We need her example. We need to thank her for her yes. You know, which makes all of our yes, you know, real. You know, I mean, she didn't have. You know, a divine nature like her son. You know, she was just a well-raised girl who was very much in love with the Lord, and God just blessed her because of it. And so, I think our parish has been blessed because of, you know, for many, many reasons. But I think that's just one more piece of the puzzle that, you know, we've been granted through. The Blessed Mother, you know, bringing it to her son to say, hey, have you seen what St. Teresa's down there in Little Albany, Georgia is doing? You know, they're honoring me, and so let's honor them, right? You know, so I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I love it. I love doing those, and we have several songs that, you know, several Marian hymns that we kind of rotate them, and some get more play than others. Holy is His Name, of course, is one that comes up more often than others because, you know, the folks love it, which is obvious, but by the way they sing it. Mm-hmm. This will be the good time to tell people that if there's a song in the hymnals that they see that they would like to have considered, you know, to be sung, to certainly let us know. And, you know, but like you say, you know, we don't just choose them willy-nilly. Right. The way it works is really very simple. You know, every week is is looking at the readings and reading the readings and seeing what leaps out musically, what fits scripturally, what fits the theme of the Mass. And even occasionally we get lucky and we find out what the priests or the deacons are going to be preaching on, and if we can find something that fits that too. You know, it's sometimes we get really lucky and hit a home run.
Of course, sometimes always a crapshoot with Ray, Father Ray.
It's true. But, you know, there really is a method to the madness. It's not just, picking our favorite tunes. Right. You know, that's there is a method to the madness. But if we can find a song that maybe we just hadn't thought about in a while, or one that has escaped our attention over the years, that somebody maybe has heard in another parish that just, you know, we haven't thought about, we would love to consider something new and bring it to our parish too. Yeah,
it'd be good. How about we go to the phones right now and see if anybody's calling in?
Yeah, we need to get live phones here on the broadcast.
Just sounded like the right thing to say.
We need so we have rolling chairs on our wish list. Now we need live phones, live broadcasts for the show. That'll be
good. You're probably wondering how many times we have to stop and restart this as we record this, but
never. This is it. We always do this show live in the studio, but I guess we should tell people that, you know, Our studio is such that we actually cannot do a live broadcast.
We're not allowed. They don't trust us.
No, well, you know, when we set up this operation on our shoestring budget, the equipment that we have actually does not physically allow us to do a live broadcast. So, you know, I think it's because we're set up in the school and they were worried that the school kids might come in and punch a button and do an accidental live broadcast.
Yeah, I think only Steve at this point knows how to get what we're doing now out on the
radio.
On the radio, on the cycle, but it's good. So back to Advent.
Yeah, right. we were at the Advent, yes.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, Advent, preparing, prepare, prepare. We're going to hear that word a lot. We're going to hear about praying, being vigilant. That was in the gospel today, vigilant. These are all important words for us, and they're hard for us to do when we're in the midst of chaos, you know. Although usually in the midst of chaos, there's an awful lot of praying going on, I would think, you know.
Yes.
But, I think the church gives us this wonderful season, you know, to really just kind of slow down, you know, and that's, I don't want to jump back on the music, but that's what I love about that waiting in silence, you know,
mm-hmm.
Just, you know, we have to find that quiet time, because if we don't, we'll never hear the Lord speak to us, you know. I think if Mary were, you know, running all over the place, constantly going and going and going, she would have never heard the angel come to her and speak to her, you know. And if that were the case, we obviously wouldn't be here today doing what we're doing, and joyfully doing it as well. And so, you know, I can encourage you that, you know, take some time every day as you get closer to Christmas, you know, just to be quiet, you know. We live in a very noisy world, and there's a lot to do, you know. And I know you're probably thinking, oh, Father Ray, yeah, but, you know, you're a priest, and, you know, you don't have a family, and, you know, all of this and that, and you probably just have Mass to do on Sunday, and then you take the rest of the week off. And
you don't have a family. You have, what, 1,000, 10,000 families or something like
980
that?
980-something or something like that. I lose track. But, you know, I mean, there's always something to do, right? But it's just like for you. I mean, those of you listening to this now, you're maybe driving in your car on your way to work listening to this, you know? Thank you, all six of you. you know, but the
you may be listening to the podcast of this on your internet right now.
Oh, do we do that too?
Oh, yeah, that's on the website, you know.
Oh,
yeah. That's when they go onto the onto the St. Teresa's webpage, and they punch up the okay. little button and listen to the
So instead
the
of podcast. Six, I should have said nine of you.
Yeah, that's right, nine.
Plus our new neighbors across the street. Maybe they're listening.
Yeah, they could be. Mm-hmm. And they say, what's that little tower on top of the school? What's that do?
Some were still wondering. All right, we're off course. What do we got?
Yeah, we got about three or 4 minutes left.
Okay, 4 minutes. Let's make it good.
Go for it. Give the big finish. Or as you said in that homily from several weeks ago, you had that great line, land the plane.
That wasn't me.
Yeah, that was you.
I was talking about someone else.
Well, you were saying that was like what one of your teachers did in homily school.
Yeah. That's what happens when you don't prepare your homilies. You get up there and you start telling 2,000 years worth of, you know, church history and everything and every saint and every, you know, and you've lost your people and you just don't know how to end it. And they say, land the plane, land it, before you crash. But by that point, you've already crashed. So what's your plans? What's your plans for Advent? You know, are you going to maybe make a good confession? That would be good. Get to daily mass, perhaps, if your church, and I'm thinking just my people here at St. Teresa's is listening to it, has adoration, which we do, and we're getting ready for it in an hour.
That's right. We'll be having
evening prayer and adoration in an hour. If your church has it, you know, spend some more time before the Blessed Sacrament in silence. Just be quiet, you know. That's where the Lord speaks to us the most, and sometimes it's hard, I know, but not impossible, you know. There are things about your life that you need to change, and hop on it. You know, do what you got to do. You know, before we know it, we'll be called home to the Lord. You know, and we always think there's another day, but there isn't necessarily. We don't know. And so we have to just kind of take each day as a blessing. And, you know, those things that we desire that we really shouldn't have, you know, just offer it up, you know, and just sacrifice it and you know, give into something more holy, something, you know, read something better, you know, drink and eat better and laugh more and you know, just find the joy of this life among the pains and the heartaches and everything else, and there's enough of that, and what you'll find is, you know, like the shepherds, you know, let that star lead you there. And you'll find that this has been a productive Advent, but you got to do something. Don't look at these next 4 weeks as just, I'm running out because Christmas is here. Because how long does it take for everybody at home to unwrap the presents, eat the food, and then they all go home and it's over? That's not what Advent is about, and that's not what Christmas is about. It's about a change of heart. So work at it and do your best. And do it with the Blessed Mother. Follow her example because she's got a good example for us to follow. How are we doing there, Steve, on time?
I think you have reached your limit, sir.
Okay.
So you have done well.
I couldn't have done it without you.
Sure you could have.
I'm sure.
Without as many interruptions and all that kind of good stuff. So once again, Father Ray, thanks for your time, your invaluable service. Or maybe it's valuable. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Have you ever noticed that?
You know, toxic, non-toxic.
Like valuable is something that means, you know, it has value, it has worth. Mm-hmm. And then we use the word invaluable to mean the same thing.
Well, you would know because you're an English guy.
Isn't that like the weirdest thing in the world?
It's very weird.
That's weird.
On that note, huh?
On that note, have a great Advent.
You too, y'all.